Fish kills in a pond occur for many reasons, but when fish die off gradually, the cause may be the pond's pH level. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Test the water to see as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
If your pond doesn't have just the right pH level, fish are in trouble. pH is the measure of alkalinity or acidity. Andy Goodwin with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says problems become noticeable when the water is too acidic.
Ponds that are acidy tend to be either muddy or clear. They don't ever look that nice, healthy green color. And the fish will grow fairly slowly because the food chain is not working very well. The other thing you'll see is fish die sometimes late in the winter or early in the spring, especially during periods of rainy weather. It'll be assorted sizes and species of fish and just a few each day.
You'll need to have the water tested. Take samples from various locations of the pond several inches below the surface and as far away from the bank as possible. Mix them all together and pour about a pint of the water into a clean plastic container. The extension office can do the testing for you or tell you where it can be done. Nathan Stone is a fish specialist at the University of Arkansas. He says most fish do best within a pH range of 6.5 to 9.5.
If the alkalinity is below 20 milligrams per liter, then it would be worth getting the bottom soil of the pond checked through the extension office, and then that would give a liming recommendation for the tons of ag lime that could be used to bring up the bottom pH and to help increase the alkalinity and hardness of the water.
When a pond is prone to low pH levels, the water should be tested annually. The colder months are an ideal time to add agricultural limestone. It may take anywhere from a few days to as much as a month to alter the water chemistry. Learn more about pH levels in the pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.